This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 22nd. A Columbus County detention officer died 2 hours after being sworn into office Monday. The sheriff's office said the officer apparently had a medical emergency. He collapsed at the CCSO headquarters. Despite efforts to provide emergency aid, he died en route to Columbus Regional. The officer's name has not been released by the sheriff's office. A Clarendon woman was jailed after allegedly abusing her year-old son. Caitlin Henson, age 21, was released on $1,500 unsecured bond on a single charge of felony child abuse. Her son was taken to Columbus Regional with multiple injuries and a chronic illness. See the story on our website for more. Detectives jailed a Chadburn man after watching him make a drug deal in a Chadburn parking lot. Ramit Freeman, age 18, was charged with possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver crack cocaine. Thing was, he was already out on bond on unrelated charges. You can see the story on our website for more on this. A tractor-trailer overturned on U.S. 701 at the 7476 interchange this morning. It blocked the roundabout for several hours. No injuries were reported. The rig was apparently exiting U.S. 74 when it tipped over, going around the traffic circle. Wavell City Council tonight will review the bids on the Lewis Smith Park project. It's set to be built in stages with paving, the band shell, grounds, and facilities. The open community space in downtown Wavell will cost around $1.3 million to complete. The board may also discuss the loss of millions of dollars in federal funding for the Molly's Branch project. That meeting starts at 6:30 in Wavell City Hall. Parents are complaining after two new policies were set by county schools this week. Beginning with this school year, excessive absences will result in harsher disciplinary action unless a valid doctor's note explains why a student is not at school. Also, phones will not be allowed during the school day, even during lunch periods. Individual schools will also have the authority to ban cellular devices completely from school grounds. See this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. The Fair Bluff Watermelon Festival is this weekend. They're going to have a big, busy, hot schedule because it's going to be hot Saturday, folks. A watermelon is a wonderful thing on a hot summer's day. Look for the full schedule in the good news on our webpage. The Museum of Natural Sciences will be showing Mufasa, the Lion King, this Friday for Movies on Madison. The lawn will open at 7:30 p.m. so folks can learn about amazing animals that prowl at night. And the movie will be shown starting at 8 p.m. This is a family-friendly event, so there can be no pets, no coolers, no alcohol, and no smoking. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum, of course, is located at 415 South Madison Street in downtown Wavell. Any students at Wavell High School who are interested in raising and shoeing a pig at the Columbus County Agriculture Fair should call FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. The program is open to all Wavell High School students. Pig pickup. There's something just amusing about that phrase. Pig pickup will be on July 31st. All pigs must be reserved in advance. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.